Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Forbes. This is the audio diary of my life. So I'm going to say it's an audio diary, only it's been a bit ad hoc, hasn't it? Sorry about that. It's the 6th Monday, bank holiday Monday, the 6th at nearly 7:30. And the sun is shining. It's a cold morning, but hopefully it'll warm up. And hopefully I haven't been out yet, but doesn't look like there's much wind, so that's rather nice. I have a cup of coffee. I've just come to grab it, actually, here in the kitchen. And let's go and make myself comfortable for a few minutes and have a brief natter to you. The cat is out. Well, one of them is out. And the slurp is definitely there. Let's shut this for a minute. We're off to the land this morning. Well, today, really. And thank goodness for the long days now. I mean, they're not long as in deeply long into the evening, but they're quite long. You know, we've gained like 4 hours, haven't we, from the winter when it was dark at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, nearly 5 hours. By about 8 o'clock it's still dark, but I had an itchy back. Just got to just wiggle myself in a chair, and of course as I do that, something on the armrest has just fallen. So I'm sorry about the long pauses in between. It must make it very irritating for listeners because they have to go to the website to check that there is one. The problem is that we're up early and we gather our bits together and we go off to the land. And I'm afraid the Naked Englishman, there isn't that time to sit down for even for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, because it's usually a question of, well, go and get some porridge or something, have a shave, get into the old land clothes, load up the van and head off. It's an hour away, and I always want to try and make the most of the day, having so much to do up there. And there's only Julia and I to do it. And there's certain things that want to be done at a certain time. For example, we want to build this polytunnel. Well, I mean, people can go out and buy one, and this is about 20 foot long by 10 foot wide, and I don't know how much that would be to buy one. A nice sturdy thing would probably be between, I have no idea, say $2,000 or something, with all the bits and all the metal and all of that. But we don't need to spend that money, and haven't got that money to spend on a polytunnel. Having proved that the first polytunnel that we made worked, and it was only the cost of the plastic and some twine, effectively, and all the other bits that we put in it, these little shelf units and various things, were things that we had lying around or were given to us, or being thrown out. Particularly the little shelf units that we have in there were being thrown out by the pub up the road. So we just made use of those things, you know, that other people don't need, like the Wombles. So this one being a bit bigger, we were going to use some of the trees, the Christmas trees, the spruce trees that we've got that should have been harvested some time ago that have grown. They're too thin. Many of them are actually already dead and just standing up there, which are relatively easy to pull down. And, you know, they're all getting tangled at the top because they were planted closer together for Christmas trees and not for forestry trees. So in some ways, they're quite dangerous. So they've got to come down. We need this. We want the area anyway clear of those trees, so that we're going to use that for the building work. And I think that's a sensible idea. Of course, if you've been following the English couple, you'll know all this anyway, and you'll seen us either chop them down or cut them to size and get the bark off ready for the construction. So I'm probably just talking to people who already know what's going on, but you never quite know. People can come stumble across the Naked Englishman, I suppose, and wonder what the hell it's about if they haven't seen it on YouTube. Not that I do it on YouTube, but you know, if they haven't seen me and Julia doing our land stuff. I've made a deliberate change. You will have seen that on the main Vobes channel now. Mainly because I sort of got the idea of all the distraction stuff, got the idea of we're being manipulated by higher powers, got the idea that the money creation of what that is, got the idea that the NHS is public enemy number one, got the idea that governments lie, that the council act fraudulently. I know all these things, and we've discussed them on the channel, and I don't need to carry on. I mean, I'm sure there are many more little distractions, frauds, inaccuracies, and the complete total lies going on in the world. I don't really feel that I'm a journalist and that I need to continue to point that out. Plus, the fact I'm not interested. I think, if anything, that's more important to turn the narratives off. The main narrative that we should be concentrating on is the one that we see through your skull, the lives that we're leading. Stop leading other people's lives or getting too concerned about things which are probably not true to begin with, that are being broadcast. We know from if there was never a wake-up call that the government and the media lie, and that was during the COVID time, why would they tell the truth at any other time? I think people, even those people who think that the government do lie, but they still take notice of it. I mean, it's ridiculous, really. Absolutely and utterly ridiculous. All right, puss, all right. Probably hungry. Yeah, so I don't know. The best, from my perspective anyway, the best idea is to purposely ignore them, purposely move away from all of that. And if anything, I hope that that's what my channel will now reflect, is that life, the universe and everything, a bit of philosophy and a bit of enjoyment of life and a bit of doing things on the land, which is where my attention is very much focused now. I suppose in a way the Biggleswick book are the covers of that conspiracy time. Well, I say conspiracy because, I mean, they are. It's not theories. People are conspiring against us, and that's exactly what's going on. And we can all see it now. Well, I mean, if you've got eyes to see, that is. There are plenty of people who still refuse to think about the terror that has been put on people in all different directions. And there's no point really fighting it. It's just the best is to ignore it. And once you know, people turn their back on a dictator, they're just a lonely old fool. They've got no one to order about. And so, yes, inspiring people now with the English couple or my main channel to a quieter, smaller life and try and, I don't know, talk about the things that seem certainly that matter to me, that might matter to other people. We've been distracted so much to follow the materialistic world of buying ever commercial products, upgrading all the time, giving things little or no value so that we throw them away. I mean, we all know that we've been living through a period of things disposing, you know, just chucking stuff away. What do they call it? And we need to get back to a time, or move forward to a time, where we buy things. Things are made not on mass and cheap, so that you have a disposable lifestyle. That's the word I was looking for. that actually you have more value in the objects that are made, and they last. So that, and that attitude of not forever chasing the next new thing, because happiness doesn't lie there. That's the other thing that I suppose one needs to point out. We're so busy running in one direction and being forced to via the corporate adverts that are out all the time, messaging us and instructing us, visit our website. No, you visit the website. Don't tell me what to do. It irritates me beyond measure, these instructions. They're not advertising, they're instructions. It is subliminal hypnosis. They are, you know, when it says, get yours today. Well, no, you get yours. Instead of, you know, they are available, these things are available if you want them. Grand, that's not a problem, is it? But they'll say, you know, enroll on the course now. I'm not going to take note of what you tell me to do. They're instructions. And it's very subliminal, but people will obey these things in time if you keep repeating them. And same old business, isn't it? Repeat a lie enough times, a big enough lie, and people will defend that lie as the truth, even though others may question it. Moon landings, 9/11, COVID, you know, JFK. Need I say more? Probably. All these things are lies that many people will defend with their life as being true, which must make the perpetrators of these lies really laugh. Anyway, so much so, the best thing to do is to ignore it. But I say this many times, and I don't know that people really listen. And why should they listen to me? They've got to, I think people have got to discover this for themselves. One can inspire to a certain degree, but on the whole, they got to listen to these things themselves, or find out these things for themselves, or discover them. Because when something becomes their own idea, people will pay attention to it. When it's somebody else's idea, it's not quite as fun. It's like looking at photographs. If they're your own photographs, you love looking at them. If there's somebody else's, well, I'm a bit busy at the moment. Thanks very much for asking. Yes, it's very nice. I'll come round and have a look at your slideshow in a couple of weeks, or maybe a couple of months. Anyway, thanks for listening to this. So it's a short one, but trying to get them done. and not as regular as I would like. Until next time, bye for now.